We're here in Hereford, at least we were in Hereford, travelled up from Carmarthen this morning, just to really launch our report into the future of the Wales and Borders rail franchise. And I particularly am keen to talk about, first of all, why we did that, and it's because the rail franchise goes beyond Wales. So, but more importantly, that it has to speak to and involve passenger focus. After all, any form of transport, public transport, is of no value whatsoever if it doesn't serve the people it's supposed to serve. So to that end, I actually spoke to Passenger Focus, and they were more than pleased that throughout the report they've had references. They've been given an opportunity by the committee to speak about their needs, what they would hope to be recognised in the new franchise, serving all of those people, not just on rail, but the integrated transport network. And when we talk about passengers, we're talking about people being served at the right time of the day in the right way. We're talking about people who need specific types of access, so whether they're disabled, whether they're slightly infirm. But nonetheless, those needs have to be met. And I did notice accessibility problems this morning on the train that we came in, because there were steps that people had to negotiate, very narrow steps, and I've seen people being helped on and helped off. So those issues moving forward will be addressed in the form of the rolling stock and the timetable to meet the needs of people, whether they're working, whether they're going for pleasure, again, are critical in the round of consideration. So all in all, we took all of that on board. We recommended that a future franchise must involve passengers, must involve them at the very early stages, so that those things that need to be put right now and addressed perhaps somewhat late will be thought about at the very start of the process, and the corrections won't have to be made, or perhaps not, it will be in a stage where they can't be made.